Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King. A teenager has been sentenced to 8.5 years in juvenile detention following the fatal stabbing of a 42-year-old man who was trying to help a boy recover his stolen bike. The now 16-year-old was charged with murder following the incident in Bull Creek in May last year. He denied intending to stab the man. He was found guilty earlier this year. Police are appealing for witnesses after an e-scooter and a car collided in Perth North. A 15-year-old received serious injuries when he was struck by a Holden Captiva while crossing Hepburn Avenue in Kingsley around 6:30 last night. He remains in hospital. Anthony Albanese has rejected calls from the opposition leader for the Solicitor General's advice on the proposed voice to Parliament to be released. The Prime Minister says such demands are nothing more than a tactic.
It lacks genuineness to just continue to say, oh, we don't have the detail. No matter how much detail is put out, Peter Dutton will say, oh, what about more detail? That's the game that's being played here.
Passenger numbers at Perth Airport have returned to pre-pandemic levels with a major boost to regional travel. It was up 31% last month compared to the same time in 2019. Interstate travel is sitting at 93%, while international traveller numbers are at 85%. Gina Rinehart has topped Australia's rich list with an estimated $37 billion fortune. Fellow West Aussie Andrew Forrest is second, according to The Australian, with $35 billion. In sport, Jake Waterman and Samo Petrevski-Seaton have been named in the Eagles' final 22 for Sunday's game against the Giants at Optus Stadium. Elijah Hewitt will make his debut as a sub. The Dockers are in action tomorrow afternoon, hosting North Melbourne. The Lions are currently taking on Melbourne at the Gabba. And WA is trailing Victoria by 20 runs at Stumps on day two of the Sheffield Shield final at the Wacker. The West Aussies are 5 for 175.